name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today's gospel and epistle warn us that we can lose our souls. The soul of a human being made in the image of God is more precious than all of the treasures of this world. And with what, we are asked, can we redeem our lost souls? All of the possessions of this world are powerless in the redemption of a human soul. In the Mosaic Law, God reveals His standard for righteousness, a standard which is unattainable by human effort alone. Does this mean that the law is evil? Of course not. But can it save us? No, it cannot. Not unto itself. It cannot save us because adherence to a standard of behavior in and of itself does not bring righteousness and life to a human soul. The sad reality, my dear friends, is that we have become separated from God in our fallen human nature because of sin, because of rebellion and disobedience toward Him. And so that has to be rectified because He is our life source. It is from Him that we drew life. He created us, if you heard me say, I guess maybe ad nauseum, He created us out of nothing. Out of nothing. There was a time when we were not. But in His love for mankind, even though we're sinners, even though we have disobeyed Him, rebelled against Him, turned our backs on Him, denied Him, been ashamed of Him in the presence of others in this world, failed to bear testimony to His love and to what He's done in our lives, even though we have done that over and over and over, He still loves us. He still makes available to us His grace and His mercy. Life comes from God the Father, through God the Son, and in God the Holy Spirit. The tragedy of the fall is that mankind became separated from this life source. So for us to experience this life from God, we must freely and willingly die to a life centered in the things of this world and place our hope, trust, and desires in our Lord Jesus Christ. Out of this orientation comes an increased love for our Lord and a sincere desire to know Him and to become like Him. Francis Carvajal writes, "The Christian's joy is rooted in a life of faith, hope, and love. This joy can go hand in hand with sorrow, misfortune, and material poverty. We note that there is a special joy in the accounts of the resurrection left to us by the evangelist. This was the joy that the apostles carried with them in the face of hardship and persecution. The Lord's promise at the Last Supper had been fulfilled. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." The joy was not based on feelings, good health, or any other human consideration. The joy sprang from the wonder of seeing the Lord, of being with Him. We are also full of joy when the Lord is present in our life, when we do not lose Him, when we struggle against lukewarmness and selfishness. If we should look for happiness apart from God, we will end up with loneliness and sorrow. This lesson has been proved time and time again. We lay down our lives, our self-will, our preoccupation with material possessions, our addiction to the passions, and we testify to the watching world that the way of the cross brings us into communion with God and eternal life. And in all of this, we unite ourselves to Christ so that it is no longer our human, self-willed, corrupt lives within us, but instead the life of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself in us as His temple. This is the work that God has in mind for every single one of us. It takes a lifetime to complete. We come to know Him and to love Him in the fellowship of His sufferings, and to proclaim through our words and our deeds that we belong to Him and to no other. Are we ashamed of our faith in Christ? Or are we bold and thankful from our hearts for the reality of His presence in every aspect of our lives? So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us deny our worldly affections and sinful proclivities, willingly taking up the cross that God has given to us, and follow Him to His eternal kingdom. This is what He created for us for. This is our destiny. This is our calling. Let us get on the King's highway and stay on it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.